Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Joy Reveals. I'm your host, Joy Packard, and today I want to dive into something that I think we all wrestle with at some point in our lives, the waiting seasons. We don't usually like them. We'd rather be moving forward, getting answers, or seeing progress, but there's a hidden wisdom in waiting, and I believe it's worth slowing down and uncovering together. We live in a fast-paced culture. Instant downloads, fast food, one-day shipping. We're trained to expect things immediately. And when they don't come quickly, we feel like something's wrong. But the truth is, the best things in life sometimes often take time. Think about it. Pregnancy is 9 months because a baby needs that space to develop. A tree takes years before it bears fruit. Even something as simple as baking bread requires waiting for the dough to rise. If you rush the process, you ruin the outcome. Life is no different. I can look back at my own journey and see times when waiting shaped me more than achieving ever did. There was a period when I was desperate for clarity about my business direction. I wanted answers, and I wanted them now. But the doors weren't opening. It felt frustrating. Looking back, though, I realized that waiting season gave me time to learn, to pray, and to strip away distractions. When the clarity finally came, I was more prepared, more grounded, and more aligned than I would have been had things happened instantly. Sometimes waiting is about protection. I remember being ready to jump into a project that seemed perfect, but everything stalled. And at the time, I thought, why isn't this happening? Later, I discovered that certain things behind the scenes would have caused real problems if I had moved forward too quickly. The delay wasn't denial, it was grace. The Bible verse in Isaiah 40:31 says it so beautifully, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." Notice it doesn't say waiting drains your strength. It says it renews it. When we let waiting do its work, it gives us endurance. It shapes our character. And waiting shows up in every part of life. In parenting, as we wait for our kids to mature and find their way. In health, when healing is slow. In relationships, when reconciliation takes time. In our dreams, when the things we long for hasn't arrived yet. The author John Ortberg once said, "Waiting is not just something we have to do until we get what we want. Waiting is part of the process of becoming what God wants us to be." That perspective changes everything. I think of the Israelites wandering the desert for 40 years. That waiting wasn't wasted. It was forming them, teaching them dependence, and preparing them for what was ahead. Our own waiting seasons do the same. I've also noticed that waiting teaches us gratitude. When something finally arrives after a long season of patience, we cherish it more deeply. Think about times when you prayed for something for years, and when it finally came, it meant more than if you had received it instantly. Waiting matures us so we can carry blessings with humility instead of entitlement. And let's be honest, waiting is hard. It's uncomfortable, but so often it is the soil where growth happens. Seeds don't sprout without time in the dark. Butterflies don't emerge without the cocoon. We don't grow stronger without the resistance of timing and trust. So here's something that we can think about. I want you to take a quiet moment and ask yourself, what am I waiting for right now? Maybe it's an answer. Maybe it's healing, and maybe it's a dream you've carried in your heart for years. Instead of seeing that waiting is wasted, ask, what might this be preparing me for? What strength is being renewed in me during this season? Remember, patience is not punishment. Waiting isn't God's forgetting you. It's Him preparing you, and when the right time comes, things will align more beautifully than you ever could have forced on your own. This is Joy Packard, and you've been listening to Joy Reveals. Until next time, may you find strength, wisdom, and yes, even joy in the waiting. I hope this episode has helped you in some way and that you can think of somebody who could use it. Feel free to share it with somebody else, and feel free to share the episode, the show, and more importantly, leave a review. All right, with that, take care. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.